I use the short form. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears. and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven because she has shown great love. But one to whom little is forgiven loves little. He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Gospel of the Lord. This woman, we know, is Mary Magdalene. She is a sister of Lazarus. She's a beautiful woman, but she had a bad life. According to the gospel, 7 devils living in her body. And this is the one who is the one who cured her, pray over her. It doesn't take once, quite a long time. That's why this time when Jesus come to this house, she was thankful for the forgiveness of her sins. Her tears is tears of joy, of course, sorrow, but with love. And just simply, "Your sins are forgiven." Even the others are asking, she's a sinner. According to their root law, a man touches a sinner, he becomes a sinner also. But for Jesus, he doesn't care. Just a little action of love. Jesus forgiving. Many times we are afraid to go for confession. Maybe we doubt whether the Lord is ever forgiving us or not. We doubt. I tell you, all the episode in the gospel is always forgiving. One of the example is on the cross, there were 2 thieves nailed on the cross also. One, I think, is on the right. He just asked Jesus, "Can you remember me when you go to your paradise?" Because the other one was shouting towards Jesus, "If you but the Son of God, take us down from the cross." And this man on the right-hand side, he said, "Friend, we are wrong. This is what we have to suffer. But this is just man." To express recognition of his sinfulness. And Jesus, what Jesus told him, "Tonight, you will be with me in paradise." You can imagine this gentleman, what should be age 30, something like that, for years, been a robber, maybe killing people also, But just one act of contrition, Jesus is forgiving him completely. Tonight, you will go to paradise. As this woman, Mary Magdalene, with her tears, just tears, all your sins are forgiven. The Lord is always forgiving. The Lord wants us to live on earth, paradise already. If we keep this sin, we cannot see the Lord. The will of the Lord Father is that we on earth, each moment we live in His life, God's life. Of course, we sinned many times. But it's important, we can change. Metanoia, change of heart. It's difficult by yourself. That's why this woman come to Jesus, kneel down, kiss her feet, embrace her feet, touch her feet. This is an act of sorrow. We too. Don't think Jesus is far from you. It's very close to you. Sometimes Jesus is also playful with people who love him. Last week, in a meditation, in one of the diary of Sister Faustina, it's 1938. So that morning, with all his strength, he went down to the chapel for the adoration. And Jesus appeared to her and asking her, "Faustina, what are you doing here?" And Faustina replied, "Lord, then what are you doing here?" This is reciprocal dialogue. As a friend. Of course, Jesus knows that Faustina is coming to visit him in the Blessed Sacrament. And Jesus told her, "I come to listen to you, to be with you." This is friendship. This is the Lord's way. Live away from people. That's why He gives us the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, so that we can consume in His life, so that we live no more another person, just the person of Christ in us. That's paradise. We are blessed with these gifts, the Holy Eucharist. Say thank to the Lord. And say sorry to all the poor moments that we didn't trust in His love. We trust in ourselves, that's why we sin. I think nobody wants to commit sin, even mortal sin. But we did. We trust so much in ourselves. We never ask this grace. And we never say sorry. At times we give ourselves excuses. "Oh, this, we are human being. I have to do this." That means you don't have God in you. I don't know what saint says. If you really want, you know who God is for you, you consider all the things, worldly things, secondary. Otherwise, we put all the attention to all the things of the world. No space for the Lord. This is our tragedy. This is our tragedy. In our hearts, no God. So today, God is forgiving. For example, give good example in the person of Mary Magdalene. Believe His love. Go towards Him. Kneel down before Him. say sorry. Just a word of sorry, it satisfies Jesus' love for us. Today I just read for entrance antiphon, they quote the Psalm 27 verse 9, asking, Lord, do not abandon or forgive or forsake me, O Lord, my God. And Jesus experienced being forsaken on the cross. He said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He experienced this forsakenness for our own sake. He gave his life for us so that we have life. Trust in his love for each one of us. Don't think God is for that person, for this person, and not for you. This is heresy. God made it for you. Even you alone, he will sacrifice his life for you. It's the moment that you will say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I want to love you more. Start again. Never too late. Start again every moment. Don't tell yourself, for years I'm in this way. How can I change myself? What is impossible for man is possible for God. Trust in his love for us. We believe one God,